This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. All preparations have been completed for the oath-taking of newly elected members of the House of Representatives. At least 7 people killed in separate road accidents across the country. And U.S. President Donald Trump says they will completely destroy Iranian power plants if the Strait of Hormuz is not opened before a 48-hour deadline. Now the news in detail. All preparations have been completed for the oath-taking of newly elected members of the House of Representatives and the upcoming parliamentary session. With the main parliament building in Singhadarbar still under construction, authorities have readied a multipurpose hall within the new complex to serve as a temporary chamber. The constitution requires that a parliamentary session be convened within 30 days of the final election results. The oath-taking ceremony is scheduled for the 26th of March with seating arrangement already in place. Installation of sound systems, cameras and display screens is in its final stage. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel confirmed that the venue is fully prepared to host both House meetings and, if necessary, joint sessions of the House of Representatives and the National Assembly. He added that the Speaker's office and required infrastructure have also been completed. The need for a temporary facility arose after the previous parliament building in New Banishur was rendered unusable following vandalism and fire damage last year. Meanwhile, construction of the new parliament building inside Singhadarbar is ongoing. Despite a deadline of 3 years, the project remains incomplete even after 6 years, with physical progress at 93%. At least 7 people died in separate road accidents across the country. These fatalities occurred in Rupandehi, Kanchanpur, Palpa and Morang districts, according to the Central Police Office newsroom. One person died in a road accident that took place in Rupandehi, one in Kanchanpur and 4 in Palpa and 1 in Morang. Police have been carrying out necessary investigations into the accidents. The Butul-Narangarh road section, which remained blocked for traffic since Friday, is yet to come under full operation. Transport services have been affected after the road became slippery and muddy in the Daune section located in Nawalparasi district of the East-West Highway. Vehicles going from east to west have not been able to operate due to slippery uphill road, while the vehicles from west to east are barely operating. As a result, travelers have been stranded on the road for as many as 3 days due to the road blockage. Long-distance passenger and freight vehicles have not been able to reach their destination due to the obstructions on the road since rainfall started on Friday. The government is set to launch a human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign against cervical cancer in 4 districts of the country this week. Head of the Child Health and Immunization Branch of the Department of the Health Services, Dr. Abhiyan Gautam, said the vaccination campaign will be conducted in Dolpa, Humla, Jumla and Manang districts, where schools were closed due to snowfall in February, when the vaccination campaign was conducted across the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has said they will completely destroy Iranian power plants if the Strait of Hormuz is not opened before a 48-hour deadline. The waterway is vital for global oil shipping. Iran warned it will retaliate against all U.S.-linked energy infrastructure in the Middle East if its power plants are attacked. Meanwhile, more than 100 people have been injured after strikes on southern Israel, according to the emergency services there. The target appears to have been a nuclear facility 13 kilometers away from the city of Dimona. Israel says it launched a wave of strikes on Iranian capital overnight. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates say they have intercepted drone and missile attacks. An attempted Iranian strike on the joint UK-US base on Diego Garcia happened late on Thursday night into Friday morning, the BBC understood. Foreign Affairs Secretary of the United Kingdom, Yvett Cooper, says the UK won't be drawn into wider conflict. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Saudi Arabia has strongly condemned what it described as Iranian aggression, accusing Iran of targeting the kingdom's sovereignty, civilians, and economic infrastructure. In an official statement, the kingdom said, "Continued actions by Iran violate international law, including principles of good neighborliness and the United Nations Charter." As a part of its response, Saudi Arabia announced the expulsion of the Iranian military attaché, an assistant attaché, and three embassy staff members, declaring them persona non grata and giving them 24 hours to leave the country. The kingdom also warned that it would take all necessary measures to safeguard its national security under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. The escalating tensions raise serious concerns for millions of migrant workers in Gulf, including a large number of Nepalese, with many employed in construction, domestic work, and service sectors. Any instability could disrupt livelihoods, delay wages, or force sudden repatriation. Past regional conflicts have shown that the migrant workers often bear the brunt of geopolitical crisis. For Nepal, which relies heavily on remittances from the Gulf, the situation warrants close monitoring and proactive diplomatic engagement to ensure the safety and welfare of its citizens abroad. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country, while the Tarai region will have partly cloudy weather. There is also possibility of light rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions, as well as one or two places in the Tarai region of Kosi and Lumbini provinces. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. All preparations have been completed for the oath-taking of newly elected members of the House of Representatives. At least 7 people killed in separate road accidents across the country. And US President Donald Trump says they will completely destroy Iranian power plants if the Strait of Hormuz is not opened before a 48-hour deadline. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.